You're listening to episode 266 of the Membership Guys podcast. Today, we're talking all about membership community engagement, and in particular, the importance of something called the signal to noise ratio. Now, this is a very special episode, not just because we're going to be diving into an important topic for membership owners, but also because after over 5 years of publishing the Membership Guys podcast, we finally have a brand new intro jingle. You guys want to hear it? Here we go.
You're listening to the Membership Guys podcast, bringing you proven, practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business each and every week. And now, here's your host, Mike Morrison.
How about that, right? Pretty exciting. 5 years ago when we started publishing the Membership Guys podcast, and this is the second jingle that we've had. So I think we've held out long enough before making changes. It was long overdue. Hope you guys like it. All right, we're going to dive into today's episode all about the signal to noise ratio when it comes to membership community and why that's important in terms of assessing levels of engagement. Now, engagement and activity levels are topics that come up a lot when people are trying to choose which platform to use for their membership community. Quite often that debate comes down to Facebook groups versus forums. The argument is, from people who are leaning towards Facebook groups, is that most people have a Facebook account and therefore they're more likely to participate in a Facebook group than they are to participate in a private forum. And often that is true. Very broadly speaking, Facebook groups tend to see more activity than forums or even other off-site community platforms like Mighty Network, Slack, and so on. However, it's crucial to understand that activity and engagement are not the same thing. And this is what trips people up. They think that more activity, more posts, more comments, more replies, more funny GIFs equate to higher engagement and better engagement. But more often than not, it's simply not the case. As with so many things, quality is more important than quantity when it comes to community engagement. So what you need to consider is the signal to noise ratio. How much of the activity in your community is actually useful versus how much is just noise, surface level interaction, repeated questions, shallow conversations that don't really add anything to your membership or contribute towards members making progress or achieving what they are there to do. Now, the importance of your signal to noise ratio will depend on what role your community plays in your membership. And that's something not every membership site owner thinks about, what the purpose of their community is. They're aware that community is important. They know that they want somewhere for their members to connect, but they haven't thought any deeper than that about the role their membership plays to their members and within their overall strategy. Is your community somewhere for serious, meaningful discussion, for in-depth, practical support? Or is it somewhere for people to just hang out and chat casually, but it's not necessarily a significant part of your value proposition? Is there more for people to connect? Essentially, is it a study hall or is it a pub? Somewhere to learn or somewhere to hang out? And if it is just somewhere to hang out, then that's totally fine. You're not doing anything wrong. And in that case, your signal to noise ratio is less important. The balance between quantity and quality isn't going to have a detrimental impact on your community. Those surface level interactions are just fine. But if you want your community to be somewhere where people learn, where they develop, where they have meaningful interactions, and also where you want discussions to have archival value, so you're likely to find yourself linking to conversations months or even years after they've taken place because they still have value, then you'll want to make sure you don't have a bunch of noise and low quality activity drowning out the good stuff. Facebook groups lend themselves better to being the pub than the study hall. You will see a higher amount of activity, but the signal to noise ratio is definitely not great. So if you want more quality engagement over quantity, then something like an on-site forum will be a better fit. And of course, you could do both. By getting clear on the purpose your community plays in your membership and understanding how the setting of that community affects the signal-to-noise ratio, you could realistically decide that you're going to have an on-site forum as the main community hub for meaningful discussions, and then also have a member-only Facebook group that acts as the pub, the place people go to when they're not in learning mode. They go to just hang out, to chat, and get to know each other. That's actually something we're currently experimenting with right now inside Membership Academy. Now, that may shock those of you who followed us for a while and who know my viewpoint on using Facebook groups for memberships, but we believe it's always worth challenging your own biases. So we've been trialing the idea of running an Academy members social club that's inside a Facebook group. The main community, the main forum inside the Academy, that's where the real good stuff happens in terms of meaningful discussions. That's where you get access to us. That's where you get detailed tech support and strategy advice and where you have your progress logs and all that sort of stuff. But when school's out, the Academy Social Club is the place you can go to just hang out. Now, the funny thing is, most of our members have actually told us that they don't really have a big interest in joining that Facebook group. They prefer the forum settings. But we are also, at the same time, seeing people who don't use the forum showing up in the group and hanging out in there, because we've clearly defined the role of the forum and the role of the Facebook group and how the two connect. And because of that, we're not experiencing any problems where the Facebook group is cannibalizing the forum and vice versa. Now, it remains to be seen whether we end up keeping the group in the long run. We've given ourselves a 3-month period during which we're going to test this, and then we're going to look at how the activity has been, how the relationship between the forum and the group has gone. And again, things like what kind of members are turning up in each, what kind of discussions are being had and all that sort of stuff. So like I said, it does remain to be seen whether we keep the group. And remember, I'm talking about the member-only Academy Social Club group here, not our main free Facebook group. That's got about 16, 17,000 people in there. That's going nowhere. But if you want both a study hall and a pub, then that's definitely something that you can test out for yourself. And our good friend Chris Ducker, who runs Upreneur Academy, that's something that they have been experimenting with too. They've got the Upreneur Hub, which is a social club, essentially, for their members and for people who've attended their live events. And then they have the private forum for the more meaningful discussions, for progress logs and all that sort of stuff. So whichever way you go with your membership community, make sure that you're not falling into the trap of mistaking activity for engagement. The signal-to-noise ratio really matters, and you need to be mindful of what the purpose of your community is and whether its setting, so Facebook group or forum, is actually conducive to the right balance of quality and quantity when it comes to interactions, and whether that serves the purpose you want your community to fulfill. So I hope you've found that useful. Again, it's just one of those things that we see over and over and over again when people are on the fence. Should I start a Facebook group? Should I use something like a forum? And always the discussion comes around, well, I had a forum and it didn't get as much activity as a Facebook group I was in, so I started a Facebook group and more people posted in there. But that's not going deep enough into the type of interactions and whether they're actually aligned with the function that your community is supposed to play in your membership. And as I said, it's okay if you just want the community side of things to just be for casual hangouts, for chit chat, for connections, for people to just get to know each other. And you don't want deeper interactions. You don't need deeper interactions. That's fine. That's okay. The type of role that your community plays is entirely up to you. And it's going to be dependent on what you know will work best for your audience. But you just need to make sure that you are aware, that you've thought about what role your community plays, what is its purpose in the grand scheme of things, in terms of you helping to solve your members' problems, you serving your members' needs, and then ensure that you're mindful of that signal to noise, that quality to quantity balance when it comes to your community engagement levels. All right, that is it from me. I do hope you found today's episode useful, or at least a bit of a reminder, giving you a bit of food for thought on the necessity of really getting that big picture viewpoint on the role your community plays. Let me know on social media if you found today's episode useful. Hit me up on Twitter at Membership Guys, or jump into our free Facebook group either by searching Membership Mastermind on the Facebook app or by typing talkmemberships.com into your browser. That'll redirect you. We're going to be talking about this episode, and I'd love to hear whether or not you have clarified that purpose that your community plays, and whether any thought was given to the signal-to-noise ratio, quality versus quantity, when you were deciding which platform you were going to use to run your community on. I would love to hear from you. That is it from me, though, for this week. I'll be back again next week with another installment of the Membership Guys podcast. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Guys podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. The Membership Academy is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a membership website. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be, or whether your website's already up and running and you're just looking for ways to grow it and attract new members, then the Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. With our extensive course library, step-by-step membership roadmap, exclusive member-only discount perks and tools, as well as our supportive, active community that will help you along the way with feedback, encouragement, and advice, the Membership Academy is the perfect place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out at membershipacademy.com.